A New York Christmas, a novel by Anne Perry.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
To all the adventurers of the heart. Jemima stood at the railing on the upper deck of the great ocean liner and gazed across the limitless sea. She had just turned 23 and was beginning what promised to be the first real adventure of her life. It was December 1904, and she was crossing the Atlantic to New York, where she would stay for at least a month. Mr. Edward Cardew had invited her to travel as a companion to his daughter, Delphinia, who was to marry Brent Albright, the son of Rothwell Albright, Mr. Cardew's international business partner. It would be the society wedding of the year. Finney had grown up in London, as Jemima had, but was only 19, so it was not at all suitable that she travel alone. Mr. Cardew was an invalid, and thus unable to make the journey himself. Someone older and wiser was needed, a person who could be both friend and chaperone. So Jemima had a passage to New York, and an invitation to stay with the Albrights. She had heard that New York was almost as big as London, both raw and sophisticated, a city bursting with life and the expectation of all kinds of new experiences. If she allowed herself to, Jemima might envy Finney her coming marriage, with its promise of happiness shared. Finney had met Brent Albright when he visited England the previous year. Within a month...